Well, if you have some time here soon, hopefully you can make your way out to Salem and the Ozark Natural and Cultural Resource Center. They have a very interesting little exhibit that they're putting together here over the next month that you can come see. If you are a believer in the phenomenon known as Sasquatch, we got some potentially great evidence that you can go check out as part of an exhibit they're doing out at the Ozark Natural and Cultural Resource Center. I'm joined by the guy who helped put this exhibit together, Michael Helm. Michael, thanks for talking to us a little bit. You're a native of the Fredericktown area, Slocum Hollow, where you grew up, and it was around 13 years old that you had your first sighting, right?
Well, technically, my parents are from that area. And they moved to St. Louis, but every time they had a chance, they would be down there camping or visiting relatives in near Fredericktown.
And then you mentioned a lot in the book you actually wrote, Slocum Hollow Legacy, that there's been a lot throughout your family where you've had these sightings of bigger creatures like that, right?
Yeah, there's been a lot of sightings by my family. They grew up in a area that was called the Boswell Community, which is just southwest of Fredericktown. And during the Depression, my grandfather bought some property down there, and the house was a mile off the road in some in a wooded area. And after a few years, they started realizing that they were sharing their property with some ape men, and they never heard of such a thing. They couldn't figure out where the ape men had come from. But most of my, some of my aunts and uncles who were living there had witnessed at one time or another some encounter with the ape man and had heard his calls in the night. And it just kind of, it's a frightening thing for a while, but after a while you realize that they weren't there to harm you, and I think they got that kind of attitude also.
Well, obviously the name Bigfoot hasn't been around very long. In fact, I love how you put it that in southern states it used to be called a skunk ape is what people would refer to when they saw something bigger like that. And a lot of what you saw and what you penned in your book allowed you to hook up with Dr. Emmett Reary, who has helped you out a little bit more, right?
Yeah. It's kind of nice to be able to talk to someone who doesn't think you're crazy or, you know, making up stories. But I moved down to Salem, which is kind of on the Mark Twain, near the Mark Twain National Forest. And I had no idea there were Bigfoot in this area. And so Dr. Reary was interested in Bigfoot, so I went and told him my story, and he said, you know, there's Bigfoots around Salem. And I was like, yeah, right. I'm a skeptic. I'm born and raised in Missouri, and I'm a very skeptical person by my nature. But when you have a personal encounter, then that kind of, you don't need any more proof than that.
And you guys have obviously assembled quite a bit of stuff that people can come see at your exhibit in Salem. What is just a little taste of what they might get if they come on down over the next month?
Well, I've done some artwork, a few paintings that depict some encounters that have happened. Some of them in the 1800s. A lot of people think this is a new phenomenon, but I think it's just because the media has been able to announce it to more people. But there were sightings frequently in the 1800s by people, and they don't know what to make of this hair-covered wild man in the forest. There's a painting that of a story that happened. It was in Iron County, which is not too far from you, and there was a man who was hunting in the woods, and he came along a big animal sleeping, And when he got near it, it stood up on two legs and took off running into the woods. I've also made a few sculptures. Dr. Reary has some information and some photographs. And I think if it was just me, I wouldn't have enough stuff for an exhibit. And I don't think he had enough for exhibit. So when we put our work together, we had enough for a nice little exhibit.
Well, we hope that people will get a chance to come out and see that exhibit again. It's running now through November the 8th. Head on over to the Ozark Natural and Cultural Resource Center on Main Street in Salem. I'm sure you'll see Michael there, as he's been around it a lot helping out. Michael, thank you for taking a little bit of time to talk with us about it, and best of luck with this exhibit, and hopefully you'll have a little bit more evidence to continue to compile.
Well, yeah, I hope so. Well, thank you. It's been good talking to you, and thank you for spreading the word.
All righty, and again, we really do hope that you folks take a minute to come on out and see a little bit of evidence. You call him Bigfoot, you call him Sasquatch. Maybe you're a southerner at heart, you call him a skunk ape still. Regardless, we hope that you get a chance to see this exhibit that Michael Helm and Dr. Emmett Reary have put together, that again is running through November the 8th at the Ozark Natural and Cultural Resource Center in Salem.